that's been built with his bare hands. The one where we marked our kids' heights on the doorframe. The one my grandchildren rush to when they smell my cookies. Unless they're the kind with raisins. As I get older, things change. But my home is the one thing that never will. With InnovAge Pace, I still get to do what I love in the place I call home.
InnovAge Pace provides care and independence for seniors. Learn more at myinnovage.com.
Some clouds early this morning, then becoming mostly sunny with afternoon highs in the upper 50s.
And it's 39 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Wednesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
A panel of minority business owners shared their tips and tricks with other budding entrepreneurs in Charlottesville. The message was, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Troy Robinson says it's always good for business owners to get together and share ideas.
You find that things that you've forgotten about, a new business owner is thinking about, so then you go back and reevaluate your plan. For the people that have been in business for a while, you look to see what they've done so you don't have to go through every pitfall yourself.
Robinson, who is owner of Order Up Mobile Food Cart.
I want to employ people as well as my business grows. I don't just want to have people working for me, but I want to put people in business.
Delegate from Virginia's 56th District, John McGuire, announced on Tuesday that he's running for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 7th District. He was on WCHV Radio talking about reaching out to those supporters of Dave Bratt and Eric Cantor.
So I think that a good leader brings people together. And some people say they want to win, and some people mean it. You know, I've helped Division I championships, Division I football, basketball teams all over the country win championships. For years now. You've got to put your differences aside and come together. You know, people always say that the Democrats are united and the Republicans aren't. I think the Republicans are coming together.
You can hear the whole interview online at WCHV.com or through our new smartphone app.
The Charlottesville Grand Illumination Tree has been installed at its new home near the Sprint Pavilion on the downtown mall. The lighting celebration will be held on December 6th.
It doesn't seem so long ago that Sweetbriar College was on the verge of closing. Now they're growing. An anonymous donor has enabled the all-women's college to extend its highest scholarship award program. It received the gift of $5 million, and it means it significantly can expand its presidential scholars program.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios in Charlottesville, it is 38 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that is wherever you are with the free downloadable smartphone app from the Google Play and iTunes Store, WCHV.
It's cold out there. Fall into fitness at ACAC Fitness and Wellness Centers. Join ACAC this November and enjoy the month of December free. That's 2 months of health and wellness for the price of one. All their weather amenities are open all year long to help you stay on track no matter the temperature. Make a splash in their heated pools, run laps across the indoor track, or lift weights on the fitness floor. Plus, you'll receive exclusive access to member events and fun holiday activities. Visit acac.com/month-free to get started today.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. The robots are coming for our jobs, something we've heard for years, but most figured that might affect factory workers more than office workers. Not so. A Brookings Institution report says artificial intelligence is coming for the nation's high-paid professions. Workers who have graduate or professional degrees, according to that report, will be nearly four times as exposed to